Florida rejects 41% of proposed math textbooks over critical race theory indoctrination. By Brecken F. Teese on April 18, 2022. The Florida Department of Education rejected 41% of submitted mathematics textbooks, the most in Florida's history, as they were deemed impermissible due to their references to critical race theory, use of Common Core, and the unsolicited addition of social-emotional learning, SEL, in mathematics. In a press release titled Florida Rejects Publishers' Attempts to Indoctrinate Students, the Department of Education noted that most of the books rejected were targeted at students from kindergarten through fifth grade. It seems that some publishers attempted to slap a coat of paint on an old house built on the foundation of Common Core, and indoctrinating concepts like race essentialism, especially, bizarrely, for elementary school students, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., said in the press release. I'm grateful that Commissioner Corcoran and his team at the department have conducted such a thorough vetting of these textbooks to ensure they comply with the law. According to the release, of the 54 rejected books, 21% were nixed due to having unsolicited strategies, including critical race theory. Another 11% were not included because they do not align with Florida's educational standards and include critical race theory. Additionally, 9% do not meet Florida's standards outright. We're going to ensure that Florida has the highest quality instructional materials aligned to our nationally recognized standards, Florida Commissioner of Education Richard Corcoran said. When it comes to education, other states continue to follow Florida's lead as we continue to reinforce parents' rights by focusing on providing their children with a world-class education without the fear of indoctrination or exposure to dangerous and divisive concepts in our classrooms. Overall, 71% of books submitted for grades K-5 were rejected, while 20% of 6-8 books were rejected, and 35% of 9-12 books were rejected. The press release implies a certain level of deliberate action on the part of the book publishers to try to inject the indoctrination into Florida's schools after the DeSantis administration's outright repudiation of the schemes. It is unfortunate that several publishers, especially at the elementary school grade levels, have ignored this clear communication and have attempted to slip rebranded instructional materials based on Common Core standards into Florida's classrooms, the press release said. Others have included prohibited and divisive concepts, such as the tenets of CRT or other unsolicited strategies of indoctrination. Florida Democrats appear to be up in arms about the rejections, with State Representative Carlos G. Smith, D., calling it crazy right-wing pandering. State Representative Anna V. Escamani, D., was also hysterical on Twitter, saying, I wouldn't be surprised if Florida Republican leaders are preparing to ban algebra from high schools. Brecken F. Teese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Teese.